And that's where texting comes in. And so, texting is very loose in its structure. No one thinks about capital letters or punctuation when one texts. But then again, do you think about those things when you talk? No. And so therefore, why would you when you were texting? What texting is, despite the fact that it involves the brute mechanics of something that we call writing, is fingered speech. That's what texting is. Now we can write the way we talk. And it's a very interesting thing, but nevertheless, easy to think that still it represents some sort of decline. We see this general bagginess of the structure, the lack of concern with rules and the way that we're used to learning on the blackboard. And so we think that something has gone wrong. It's a very natural sense. But the fact of the matter is that what is going on is a kind of emergent complexity. That's what we're seeing in this fingered speech. And in order to understand it, what we want to see is the way in this new kind of language, there is new structure coming up. And so, for example, there is in texting a convention, which is LOL. Now, LOL we generally think of as meaning laughing out loud. And of course, theoretically, it does. And if you look at older texts, then people used it to actually indicate laughing out loud. But if you text now, or if you are someone who's aware of the substrate of texting the way it's become, you'll notice that LOL does not mean laughing out loud anymore.